Well, there certainly seems to be some growing frustration on both sides of the border here in the city of Detroit and in Windsor about the Gordie Howe International Bridge not being opened yet. And an interesting piece by columnist extraordinaire Neil Rubin in the Detroit Free Press points that traffic patterns are shifting away from the Ambassador Bridge because people aren't happy that the Gordie Howe Bridge is not open, even though it's ready to be fully operational. And Neil Rubin joins us this morning to talk about it. Neil, good morning. It's good to have you. Neil, we got you. All right, well, we're going to work on getting Neil. But one of the things that he's focusing on, and we're going to connect with him in just a second, is, you know, Matty Maroon and the Maroon family own the Ambassador Bridge. And there are people, particularly on the Windsor side, that feel like he is an obstacle, that the political nature of this and the now delaying of this new project is what is causing the consternation on both sides. And then, of course, you've got, you know, former Governor Rick Snyder, who's been paramount in all of this, approved this way back when. And now we're at the finish line, and yet still no cars crossing. Neil Rubin is on the other end of our line, I understand it. Neil, good morning.
Technology is wonderful.
Isn't it great? Isn't it great? It's great when it works. It's a real pain when it doesn't. Let's talk about this piece. Obviously, you know, the fact that it's done, I think, provides just a little extra ribbing here. But there does seem to be a change in the way people are making that commute across this crossing now.
They are. It's a combination of frustration with, the bridge is all finished. It's got a nice, pretty bow on it. We can't unwrap it. What the heck is going on with that? And frankly, particularly on the part of Canadians, it's anti-Trump sentiment. Mm-hmm. And to exacerbate things, you know, let's face it, the Maroon family has always been a convenient villain, frequently deserved that title. But then the bridge is closed and, Matthew Maroon wrote a $1 million check in January to the MAGA Incorporated PAC, and now they can't get the bridge open, and it's not very difficult to connect those dots.
Sure, and this idea of now almost like Canadians that would be coming across the border, they'll use the tunnel, or they're trying to stay away from the Ambassador Bridge almost. We kind of got okey-doked, Neil. I mean, we were told that there was going to be a ribbon cutting and that the bridge was going to be open last week, and then those plans obviously folded. Have you heard where we're at on the opening of this thing? Like, how close are we?
Well, it sort of could be any day as soon as the U.S. governmental side signs off. Like you were saying, the bridge is completed. The announcement was sort of weird of the opening.
It was.
I mean, you would think we would know weeks in advance and there'd be the Goodyear blimp and marching bands. And it was suddenly, oops, hey, it's going to be Tuesday. Wait, what? I got to get my suit back from the cleaner. And then 3 days later, wait, never mind. We were just kidding. There's no opening. But to what you were saying, yes, absolutely. The bridge, for lots of reasons, despite its high prices, has been the dominator in commercial traffic and regular traffic, and it's been passed by the Blue Water Bridge up in Port Huron and the tunnel, and that's an absolute, you can't read it any other way, that's an absolute reaction to what's going on with the Gordie Howe.
You pointed out that the tunnel moved 3.74 million cars in 2025. That was almost 200,000 more than the Ambassador Bridge, and they seem like they're on pace to beat that again through the first quarter or so of the year.
They're going to crush it, and that's despite, for instance, Henry Ford Health System has 1,600 employees who live in Windsor and Essex County. They've got to go somewhere. And the sense is that even if you live south of Windsor, and you're coming up, you pass the bridge to get to the tunnel. You're inconveniencing yourself because you're so steamed about this. It's even more stark at the Blue Water Bridge. In 2023, the Ambassador Bridge did 800,000 more trucks than the Blue Water. And, as you know, last year, the Blue Water did more than the Ambassador.
Mm. So do you think this is political? Do you think it's just economics at this point? Is it some combination of both?
Combination. I think you've hit on it. Largely political. Canadians, we used to be best pals, and now the president of the United States is talking about, annexing Canada as the 51st state. He's calling the prime minister governor, being mm-hmm. deliberately sure. belittling. At the same time, the Blue Water is significantly cheaper to cross if you're driving a semi
right.
than the Ambassador is. Lets you know how much money there is in this. Even with the lower total,
right,
1.9 million commercial crossings of the Ambassador Bridge last year.
Well,
the toll for that.
Yeah, it's fascinating, and I think it just shows that people want this other bridge open. Neil, we're up against it. I appreciate your time as always. Thanks for chatting. We'll talk again soon.
Great, thanks.
Yeah, you got it. 8 o'clock hour next on JR Morning.